I've been looking for my book, The Hasidur, The Concise Family Seder. I've got another one there. It was a little bigger than this, which I wanted, but I can't find it. But I found this one. And I'm going to read a little bit about this to you because I think it's important. We observed the last class, two classes, the last legal bona fide Passover that Jesus instituted there in Jerusalem in the upper room, the last one that was really actually reality. From now on, we're looking back to the Lord's Supper, not the Hasidur or the Passover. I'll read a little bit of this to you. This is, actually it's written backwards. The book starts at the back instead of the front. We start here. The Hebrew Bible starts in the back, okay? At the regular Sabbath and the festival meals, two loaves of bread, the shalot, are placed on the table and a blessing is recited over them. Oh, on Passover, instead of using the two matzoth as substitutes for the unleavened bread, which is prohibited on Passover, a third is added to the mark the joyous nature of the occasion. Some scholars have interpreted the use of the three matzoth as representing the whole of the Jewish community. Now remember now, Jesus is going to take this national celebration away from them because it's fulfilled. The Jews, in what we might call in violence to God, they practice their Passover today because the Passover is done. It's finished. Let them go join one of God's churches and practice the Lord's Supper. That's the now, the reality. The cedar tray, which is placed at the head of the table, usually has six circular indentations in which the following symbolic foods are placed. Mara, bitter herbs. Either the head of the horseradish or some grated white horseradish is placed in the Mara compartment. That's a bitter compartment, the bitter herb. The bitter, that stands for the bitterness that they had suffered down in Egypt. Mara symbolized the bitter lot of the enslaved Israelites described in the Haggadah. An extra dish of horseradish and a sufficient amount of each participant to have a small helping during the Seder should be set aside. The carpus, the vegetable. At one point during the Seder, we have to dip a vegetable in salty water. This custom, prevalent in ancient times, explained more fully in the text, a celery, parsley, and cucumber, radish, or potato are among the, goes backwards, among the vegetables commonly used. Place a small piece of any of these vegetables in the carpus compartment. The cheraseth, a food mixture. There are many recipes for the cheraseth, but the most popular consists of chopped apples, walnuts, and cinnamon. This sounds like that salad, that Waldorf salad. Walnuts, cinnamon, moistened with wine, formed into a paste. Cheraseth is a symbolic of the martyr of the children of Israel who were compelled to make when they worked for the Egyptian taskmasters. Place a small amount of the mixture in each compartment, in a separate compartment, and keep a larger amount in a separate dish for use at the appropriate time during the Seder, the Hasidur. The Zoroa, or the bone. The bone is symbolic of the mighty arm of Jehovah. Now, of course, they don't say that God. As the Bible describes, it's what influenced Pharaoh to release the children of Israel from bondage. In some households, a meat bone is roasted. In others, the neck of a chicken or some other fowl is roasted and used as symbol of the cedar tray. It's supposed to be the lamb, remember? The lamb. The batza egg, a hard-boiled egg, is roasted and placed in the cedar tray, and the egg is symbolic of the festival sacrifice brought in temple times. the chariseth, or vegetable. Most modern cedar trays have the sixth compartment. A chariseth actually has the same symbolism as the mara, the bitter, mentioned above. The vegetable placed in the compartment is usually lettuce or watercress, radish, or any variety that has its tendency to be or become bitter. Alongside the place setting of each compartment or participant, a wine goblet should be placed for the drinking of the four cups of wine. They drank four cups of wine. Four cups are consumed during the Seder as a reminder of the four references in redemption that are mentioned in the book of Exodus. I will bring you out of Egypt. I will deliver you from bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and I will take you to me for a people. And then it says the several bowls of salt water should be placed on the table for use during the Seder. The salt water is used as a dip for the carpus. This was basically some of the things that were on the table when Jesus had the last Passover. Also for dipping the hard-boiled eggs, which are consumed immediately before the full meal is served. Finally, the use of the ladder, the cedar, the cup of Elijah should be kept in readiness. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about the cup of Elijah and the bread of Elijah. They would say this prayer, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech ha'olam asher kidashanu be mitzvata ve tavivnu li hadlik ner shel shab bat yushel yom tov. Praise be the Lord God, the King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to kindle the Sabbath of festival lights. Now we're talking about the lights are going to light now. All of the Jewish ceremonies talk about their righteousness through the law. But the law, Galatians 4 and 4 said, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were under the curse of the law. The law did not save them, it condemned them. Now, the essence of the Passover is a message for the conscience of people and the heart of people, of the tyranny of poverty, of the tyranny of privation, of the tyranny of wealth, the tyranny of war, the tyranny of power, the tyranny of despair, the tyranny of disease, the tyranny of time, the tyranny of ignorance, and the tyranny of color. This is a prayer, probably, that they prayed at the table of the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai. Adonai would be Hadabar. They do Adonai now. That means that's a replacement for Jehovah. Baruch atah Jehovah Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri hagafin. Praise be the Lord, the God of the King of the Lord, our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the vine. Gematos teisan blu. In Greek. They recited this. All of this was Kadesh. Kadesh HaKadoshim. Kadesh means what? Holy, separate. Holy and separate. They washed their hands. And they said, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri ha'adamah. Which means, translated, praise be the Lord. Praise be thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the earth. These are the things, and they took this, they would drink the four cups, represented in the four evils that they were released from. They talk about the symbol of affliction. And yet, when they crucified Jesus Christ, they afflicted themselves. They afflicted themselves. All the things that have happened down through the ages. And we know one thing. Israel became a nation again. The regathering of Israel. Ezekiel 36, 20-24, May the 14th, 1948. From that period of time, God has protected that nation. God has used the United States so greatly to help them. And now it's not. Now is a different time. Now is a different regime. But I'm going to tell you something. Israel will not be destroyed. There will be a remnant of Israel no matter what. What's going to happen, maybe, during the tribulation period, how many Jews are going to be killed? Two-thirds of the Jews will die. But the Jews will still be there. Because God promised that He would have His remnant. And He will. Through this persecution, through the deaths, through the genocide, they will be refined like with fire. They'll be refined. Now the Lord has had the last Passover with them. Every Passover that the Jews look back forward to the Messiah is a slap in God's face. They should join a church and celebrate the Lord's Supper looking back upon it. And now Jesus is going to do that here. In 14 and verse 22 in the Gospel according to Mark, kata markon, kai esion ton, auton, labon, arton, eulogosesos, ek lasesen, kai edoken, autois, kai epen labete, tuto esten tu soma mu. Now, the Lord's Supper is repeated in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 and 24. Possibly, the Gospel of Luke, not Luke, but the Gospel of Mark, is probably the oldest gospel. It's made before AD 70. The 1 Corinthians 11th chapter verses 23 and through verse 34 is the institution of the Lord's Supper that Paul recites to the Corinthian church. They were abusing it. And he tries to straighten them out there. He gives them divine instructions what the Lord's Supper is. Matthew 26:26-30. Luke 22:14-20. These are all cross references to the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is a very holy thing. It is not a vehicle of grace. You people out there celebrating the Eucharist that gives you this grace, that gives a vehicle of grace, it's not a vehicle of grace. It is something you do for God, for your Messiah, the HaMashiach of Israel, the King of Israel. We look back and see what He did for us. We thank Him for what He did for us. It's not what we get. We already got it. He's already done it. It's not something you do to get. It's something you give Him. You give Him thanks. I had a girl one time call me a long time ago. Now it seems like a different lifetime. You know, when you lived over 75 years, it's a long life. 80 and 90 is even more, but in 75 plus years, a lot of things have happened to me, good and bad. Sometimes they refine you. But this girl called me on the phone from Texas. She actually had called the church. She called Sermon Audio and asked them if they knew where I was and my phone number, and they wouldn't give it to her. They said, call Valley Baptist Church in Bakersfield. So she called them several times and talked to Kathy. Kathy since has died. Beautiful young woman died. Possibly from COVID. I don't know for sure. But she called me on the phone. She was very close to me. She called me a lot. When they had problems with people they always wanted me to straighten them out theologically because I was the top theologian in the church of 10,000 people. And they'd have trouble with somebody and say, see if you can straighten them out. So they called and asked her if they would give them my phone number. Well, she called me on the phone. And she said, there's a girl crying on the phone wanting to talk to you. She lives in another state. I said, okay. I said, well, let me call her. They gave me her phone number. I called her, and she was there just sniffling and going on. And she was a preacher's wife, and she was lost. And she thought she was condemned to hell with no hope. And she had been baptized when she was a very young child in Vacation Bible School, but she hadn't repented. She didn't know anything about repentance at all when she was baptized. And she had been a Sunday school teacher and a pastor's wife and everything. And she had got under conviction of the Holy Spirit, and she thought she was going to hell. And I told her why. Now, I don't know. I just, you know, my pastor tells me all right. My husband tells me I'm all right. But I sure don't feel all right. I know I'm not all right. I think I'm going to hell. I don't think there's any way out. So I asked her, I said, well, what have you done to get a hold of me? She said, well, I heard you preach. And I said, that guy knows things. He said, if I talk to him, I know I will get the right answers. I said, okay, how hard was it to get a hold of me? She said, real hard. I said, okay. I said, do you think that, why did you call me? Because I think you can help me. I said, okay, so you've got hope. I said, now, what made you want to do that? And she said, I don't know, I just felt like I had. And I said, that's the Holy Spirit drawing you to your answer. Now, I said, I want to know, have you ever asked the Lord to forgive you your sins and repented of them and called upon Him to save your soul? And she said, no. When I was a little kid, I went forward and with everybody else at a Vacation Bible School, and I went and joined the church, and I served the Lord the best I could, but I just feel unholy, unworthy. I feel rotten and dirty. I said, well, you are. I said, you're lost. You haven't asked the Lord to save your soul. You're still undone. You are condemned to hell. Okay? She said, well, what am I going to do? I said, just ask Him to forgive you and save you. Tell Him you believe. I said, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He came and died on the cross of Calvary, that he was buried and rose from the dead? And she said, yes, I do, but I feel lost. I said, well, apply that death, burial, and resurrection to yourself now. I said, ask Him to save you and forgive your sins and forgive you for not believing all these years. And she did. And I said, now thank Him. Now thank Him. So she prayed again and thanked Him, and she called me back, and she was so happy. She told her pastor, she told her husband and everything. She said, I'm okay. I just needed to be saved, that's all. I just needed to do it. And she was happy, and she thanked the Lord, and she could praise the Lord. And when we look back on the Lord's Supper, we're thanking Him for what He did for us. That's what we do. And eating them, it says here, and having taken bread and eating, that little conjunction there, kai estion ton, and eating, and that's present participle active, they're eating. Now they're going to take bread. Now Judas Iscariot is gone. He's out going to betray the Lord. As he's instituting the Lord's Supper, he took part of the Passover with him and took off. They thought he was going to get something else, it said. Eating them, genitive, plural, masculine, third person pronoun, all of them eating, and having taken bread, and having blessed it. Okay, now, what did he say? What did he say? Go back here to the Hasidor. Baruch Atah Adonai. It should be Jehovah Ahadabar. Talking about Jehovah. Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Peri Ha'adamah. Praise be thou, O Jehovah, our God, King of the universe, Melech Ha'olam, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the earth. The fruit of the earth. Peri Ha'adama. The man and the earth are closely related. They came from the same thing. The earth here, Peri Ha'adama. It's talking about our relative, the earth. The earth is our relative. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri ha'adama. Praise be the Lord, thou, O Jehovah, our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the earth. Having blessed, outloosed, is what it says here. Third person, singular, first aorist, indicative, active. He kla'o, he tore it apart. He broke the bread. And remember, the bread is like what? Like a tortilla. And a conjunction, page 2, and then he gave, third person, singular, first aorist, indicative, active, from Didymi. He gave to them, dative, plural, masculine, third person pronoun, to them, and conjunction again, he said, third person, singular, second aorist, indicative, active. It took a little period of time to do this. You take, again, second aorist, second person plural, second aorist imperative. And this is to us today. You take, we as a church take the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Him. It's not something we get from us. It is our praise to Him. It's like singing praises to God when we do it. Ye take this, little tuto, it is the body of me. It is esten to soma mu. It is, or this is, the body, the soma of me. The soma of me. Let's get the other one over here. Kai Labon, Poterion, Eucharistesios, Edokin, Autois, Kai, Apion, Ex, Auto, Pontes. And having taken, Kai Labon, having taken, nominative, singular, masculine, second aorist, indicative, active, the Poterion, the cup. The cup. The cup has what in it? Ganamata stasem blue. The fruit of the vine or wine, oinos. Having blessed it, that is a nominative, singular, masculine, first aorist, participle, active, having blessed, it's punctiliar action. He gave to them and they drank, third person plural, first aorist, second aorist, indicative, active, out of it. Out of the cup, all of it. And this is the blessing that he gave. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei peri hagafen. Praise be the Lord our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the vine. The peri hagafen. Genamata se samplu. This is what they say. What a beautiful, beautiful memorial. This, you go and you have a memorial service for people you love. You go have a memorial service and you remember them. And every time we take the Lord's Supper, we're having a memorial service for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the HaMashiach, the Anointed One of Israel, the Jesus the Christ. Jesus took from the Jewish tradition, family tradition, and he gave it to his church, and he gave it a different meaning. It is finished. The Passover is finished. It's over. Jesus only passed over one time over the nation of Egypt, Israel in Egypt. That's Jesus. That's Jehovah. He passed over. Not the death angel, but Jesus, Jehovah, passed over the nation of Egypt and all died that were not covered by the blood. Every time we take the Lord's Supper, we have to remember the Lord died for us. The Lord died for us. He shed His blood for us. He died for our sins, was raised for our justification. 424 now. Kai epen autois tuto esten to aima mu teis diathekes te ek kene numenon heper palon. And He said to them, third person singular, second aorist indicative acti, He said to them, this cup, poterion of gematis teison plu, this cup of the blood of me, the covenant, the diathekes, it's barith in Hebrew, to ek kine nomenon, being shed, being poured out, nominative singular neuter, present participle active, on behalf of hyper, at preposition on behalf of many. Jesus Christ died for all mankind. He died, His blood was sufficient for all mankind. Every man that has ever been born in the world could have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, but it's only efficacious if you apply it to you. That poor lady, Jennifer, that called me so many years ago, she was so happy that finally she was covered by the blood of Jesus Christ because she asked Him. She asked Him. She was confused. Confused. If you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, if there's not a time in your life when you came to the Lord and said, Jesus, save me. Father, save me for what my Savior did. Please forgive me of my sins. Please, please. Save and cleanse my soul for Jesus' sake. If you haven't done that, you better do it. Amen, legohi men hote ukete u me pio ek tu genematos teis amplu hios teis hemeros ekines hoton auto pino kainon en te basilia tu theou. Amen. Truly I say to you all. Amen. Lego himen. Truly I say to you all. Hoti that little conjunction there, no longer ukete. More not any longer. Literally it comes from ukenete, a little adverb. Long longer, no not, shall I drink. First person singular, second aorist, subjunctive, active. Comes from pino. Out of the fruit of the wine, the fruit of the vine, until the days that when it I drank, I shall drink new in the kingdom, basileia to theou, in the kingdom of God. As we take the Lord's Supper always, and we had it not too many days ago, as we take the Lord's Supper, we remember our Lord. We're not asking for anything. We're not asking for an extra blessing. We're not asking that to be a vehicle of grace like the Eucharist is in so many denominations. It's already done. We remember Him. It's a gift to God. It's not something to us. It's a gift to God. And the last verse, 14:26, Kai him nesetas ex elthon eis to huras ton Elaon. And having sung a hymn, nominative, plural, masculine, first aorist, participle, active, having sung a hymn, they went out. Ex erchemai, third person, plural, second aorist, indicative, active, unto the mount, unto the Oros, to Elaon, the Mount of Olives. And what happened on the Mount of Olives? The torture began. The torture began on the Mount of Olives. That's where it began. That's where He was arrested. That's where He was started to be beaten and slapped and lied about and betrayed. As we look back, as we remember the Lord's Supper, the memorial,
to our Savior and our God. Remember, it all began right there. And all was finished on the cross. The price was paid. But He died for our sins, but He was raised for our justification forevermore. My Father, we send out this message for you, for your honor, for your glory, for thanks for you. Thank you for what you did for us. Thank you forever and ever and ever for what you did. Please forgive me where I failed you. Use this word wherever it goes in the world. Touch hearts with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.